Welcome to Brick House with Bob Johnson and Matt Baker. Brick House.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Brick House Summer Style.
Oh yeah.
I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. How's the summer been for you, Bob?
It's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot here in LA, but we're making it through. We're watching Big Three. We're watching WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting basketball fixes wherever we can.
JBL or whatever that is.
JBA. No.
JBA.
I haven't watched that. Have you watched LeVar Ball's league?
I think LiAngelo had something like 48 points on 54 shots or something like that.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah, so summer league contracts should be coming anytime now.
This week, we are spending our August month or August week revealing our all-NBA comedy teams from this past season.
Okay.
We're going to count down the third team to the first team of the most entertaining characters from the past season, and we're going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to that, though, I think maybe Kobe Bryant could end up being the owner of this new comedy team that we're forming here.
I didn't even know that was on the table.
Well, he's got enough money, too. He's been investing wisely. I don't know if you saw the headline, but his $6 million stake in Body Armor is now reportedly worth $200 million.
Okay, Body Armoir.
Kobe began investing in the company back in March 2014, so in his entire NBA career, he made about $340, $350 million in NBA contracts. He made about as much in addition through endorsements, but just for the NBA stuff, right? You take the California taxes, the agent commissions, the stuff like that out of it, he probably makes about 50% of that after taxes,
okay.
Right? That's probably being generous, actually.
Right.
So about $170 million in 20 years of playing in the NBA, right?
Yeah.
Long-term capital gains taxes, 15%. Okay. $200 million minus 15%, $170 million that Kobe's made off this Body Armor deal. Approximately. He hasn't sold his shares, but that's the new valuation now that Coca-Cola has bought into the company.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that.
The rich get richer. But it's amazing to me. 4 years of investing equates to 20 years of playing, you know, Hall of Fame level basketball.
All you need is just one muscle man drink and one energy thing to. That's what with vitamin water. I know 50 Cent got in on that early, and like
right.
David Wright, the Mets third baseman, he got in. A bunch of these guys were, instead of getting paid up front, took some stock options or whatever, and they all got a ton of money off of it.
Right.
If you have a drink that you want to have us make a lot of money off of, you can email us through our website at brickhousepodcast.com. We're on Twitter at brickhousepod. I'm at, hey, it's Matt Baker. We are taking submissions as we record this.
That is a seamless plug
there,
Matt.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, while Kobe's rolling in dough, Oscar Robertson is auctioning off his only NBA championship ring. His 1971 ring he won with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Right.
$91,000.
Okay, why is he doing this? Do we know?
You know, I looked it up to see if he was, like, donating it to charity or something like that, mm-hmm. or some proceeds. I think Oscar's strapped for cash.
Okay, he's just donating it straight to his bank account?
The Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame ring that he has also sold for $60,000. Mm. So it's not just the championship ring he's selling.
Wow.
And then he sold some game-used Bucks jerseys for a little more than $50,000. All in this auction this past Saturday. Hope he's investing in Body Armor.
Yeah.
Or maybe Bob's Hot Chicken.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
At me, Big O.
Yeah. I'm looking at a picture of the ring. These things aren't jam-packed with diamonds like they are now, but there is kind of like a classiness to them, how simple they are. I don't know. I like it.
$91,000 simple.
Yeah.
So we got a couple of honorable mentions before we get to our top three teams on the All-NBA comedy team for
okay.
the past year. I saw this headline I thought was pretty great. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is going to be acting in the final season of iZombie.
Okay.
Coming out. Yeah. So look for that on CW. Okay. Another honorable mention, Kenneth Faried, arrested for pot possession.
No, wait, what? Yeah. No, Bob, no.
I know. What I don't understand is the man lives and plays in Colorado. The entire NBA spends their whole summer in Los Angeles. If he were in either one of these places, he'd be completely fine.
Where was he?
I forget. I think he was back home somewhere, wherever the hell home is. I'm assuming the South was the only place that hasn't legalized marijuana these days. Maybe Oklahoma, isn't that where he played college?
Well, he plays for Brooklyn now, remember? He was traded there.
Oh, so. I forgot about that trade.
I'm looking, and he was stopped at a DUI sobriety checkpoint in Bridgehampton, New York at about 1:30 a.m., and police said they detected a, quote, strong odor of marijuana emanating from the vehicle.
How has New York not got their pot laws together yet?
Well, maybe this is more of a DUI. I don't know. We wish him luck.
Honorable mention. Try harder. Be funnier with your drug arrests next year, and maybe you'll make the third team.
Yes.
Oh, last, it was reported that the Raptors have hired one of Kawhi Leonard's best friends from high school.
Amazing,
to
yes.
join their staff.
Right.
The guy was part of the Spurs staff mm-hmm. this past year, and the Raptors must have saw that and thought, the Spurs hiring him worked so well for them keeping Kawhi
yeah.
Leonard.
Yeah, yeah.
We
it made him
do the
so
same
happy.
Thing.
It made him so happy.
Not a lot of rules. We're going to debate the rules as we go here, as we reveal the all-comedy teams from this past season.
Sure.
I don't know about you. I tried to fit them into the roles, you know, have a center, a couple forwards,
oh, wow.
couple guards
okay.
for each team. Did you not do this?
It actually kind of looks like it floats around that
okay.
now that I'm looking through it.
It's really a positionless league that we're talking about
sure.
these days.
And yeah, we're 20.
When it comes to comedy.
We're 2018 type of guys. We're with it.
You can protect the rim with a good joke, despite how tall you are.
Yeah.
I'll throw one out there. Nominee for the third
team.
We'll
okay.
count them down. My center for
yeah.
the third team, all comedy team from this past season, Marcin Gortat.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
He tweeted about the great team victory, mm-hmm. you know, after John Wall was out. He was doing a knee surgery, and Gortat just tried to rub it in that the Wizards were winning without him. Although, of course, John Wall went on SportsCenter to talk about how Gortat gets the, quote, most spoon-fed baskets ever.
Yeah.
So really, Gortat is the rep for the Wizards' dysfunction this past season, mm-hmm. which was a great source of comedy.
Right.
I saw it also, speaking of Wizards, came out that the Wizards quietly gave GM Ernie Grunfeld a contract
oh,
extension
nice. Yeah.
this past year.
I like how it was quietly.
After 15 years of mediocrity and disappointment, I understand why they're keeping it quiet.
He's supposed to be like a really nice guy, though, right? Isn't that the reputation?
One of the best,
yeah.
Anyways, Gortat gets the nod from me over John Wall as the Wizards rep, mostly because of the mohawk and the nickname, the Polish Hammer.
Right.
I mean, that's comedy gold.
Bob, I actually had him on my second team.
Oh.
Because I think that was a top-tier backhanded slap via Twitter. I really did appreciate it. It was one of those things where you act like you're covering up something, but you aren't really covering it up at all, right? Like, everyone knew what it was. He acted like he didn't call him out directly, but he did call him out very directly.
Passive-aggressive.
Yeah. I gave him a vote for the second team on that one.
I could see that.
The third team I want to put forward is Kosta Kufis.
Okay.
There's one reason, and one reason alone. I tweeted...
Because his name rhymes with doofus.
Yes, yes, that's exactly it. I tweeted from the Brick House podcast account yesterday or the day before, who is the best follow on NBA Twitter, something like that, and our pal Dave Futernick
uh-huh.
responded, Kosta Kufis.
Okay.
So if it's good enough for Dave, it's good enough to make my third team, Bob.
Yeah, they got into some Twitter beef this past season. Honorable mention to Dave Futernick for
mm-hmm.
the all-comedy NBA team.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. Good follow. My forward, he's not in the league anymore, but Big Baby Davis.
Oh, nice.
Still a candidate to make the all-comedy team in the NBA. He got arrested a few times this past year. once with 126 grams of pot and $92,000. He could have bought Oscar Robertson's ring.
Oh, yeah. What was he doing?
The arrest wasn't as funny as his response was when he posted a video of him just eating Popeye's chicken on Instagram, yeah. Talking about the incident.
Was that a two for Tuesday thing where you go for $2, you get two pieces?
Maybe he got 12 two-piece deals.
Nice.
Glenn's playing in the big three despite these assault and drug charges. In fact, if you're listening to this before Friday, August 24th, he is playing in the championship of the big three. Just set your DVRs for that big three championship.
I have a third team. I'm going to kind of say this is a legacy award. This is a MTV Video Vanguard Music Award. Grammy for a lifetime achievement, one of those things. Jared Dudley, Bob.
Okay.
You know, things have kind of slowed down for old Dudley. He is now in Brooklyn, right? So hopefully he gets more playing time. That's the second Brooklyn Nets player reference on this podcast. We need to slow down a bit.
Hey, they're a laughingstock.
But Dudley, he at one point was like one of the top NBA social media guys. He was always coming through with the comments. Was he on Woj or Reddick? One of the two. He was on a podcast recently, and he's just a great interview. He brings the comedy, but he brings the real, and I thought a third team slot for him for, you know, kind of as a legacy nomination would work out.
Who was it that called out his dad bod on Twitter this past year? It's Joel Embiid or Hassan Whiteside, one of those feisty guys.
It was actually Enes Kanter.
Enes Kanter.
Told him to get on the treadmill before you talk, bro. Kanter's floating around here somewhere, too.
Oh, good. I forgot about Kanter.
You talking like you in the playoffs, bruh. You not Westbrook, bruh. Don't let that Knicks hype fool you. We know what you are, a fake tough guy who like Twitter. We already saw LeBron sun you. That's what Dudley said before Kanter said. Oh, he called it a retirement body. So
I'm nominating Bobby Portis.
Ooh.
For the third team forward position.
Yeah.
He did break his teammate's face in a practice early in the season in October, Nikola Mirotic. I wouldn't say violence is funny, but in this case, it was a great source of jokes for weeks.
Yeah, we can look past the other stuff.
That and his apology sounded like his mom was holding his ear the entire time he apologized to his poor teammate. But
you will not embarrass his family like that.
A funny part about it was they play the same position. With Mirotic out recovering from surgery, Portis got a lot more playing time. But then when Mirotic came back, the Bulls went on a 7-game winning streak. The two of them playing together. At one point, high-fiving each other.
Loving life.
They outscored opponents by 39 points in the 86 minutes that they shared the floor together after they came back. Then Mirotic went on to put in some quality minutes for the Pelicans as well.
Right.
Bobby P.
Bob, this next one kind of hurts, but I have to give it credit for what it did. It's Eric Bledsoe. I don't know if we call this necessarily comedy, but anytime you send out a tweet that says, I don't want to be here, and then you get traded, that earns you some sort of spot on some list.
Absolutely.
And it, you know, made for good content. And I can't blame the guy. I never hated him for it. I never was upset for it. Couldn't really blame him.
Trying to cover it up by saying he meant he was in a hair salon.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't want to be there anymore was also great.
Yeah, no, that's good.
And then later in the year was asked how Terry Rozier was playing so well against him in the playoffs, and he tried to pretend didn't know who he was talking about. But then Rozier misspoke and called Eric Bledsoe Drew Bledsoe, which ended up with Drew Bledsoe on the sideline front row in the Celtics game wearing Scary Terry t-shirt.
Yeah, no, it was great.
The NBA is hilarious and very petty. Yeah. All right, I got a guard nomination here, Jordan Clarkson.
Oh, wow, what do we got for Clarkson?
He did claim to believe that humans were once gigantic and that dinosaurs were their pets.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure the road tripping guys tell their teammates or whoever's coming on the pod, you know, Kyrie Irving's episode got 1.5 million downloads when he said the earth was flat. We're going to need you to bring the crazy.
We're going to need at least 500,000 downloads out of you, Jordan.
These guys are competitive people, after all. I did read that the Clarkson was raining threes in an Asian exhibition game this past week. It's going to be interesting to see who punches who in the face first between Clarkson and Colin Sexton. Mm-hmm. So that's a storyline I'm looking forward to.
We can only hope that one of them does it, Bob.
You got a guard nominee, or who's next on your list?
Markelle Fultz.
Okay.
You know, we can poke fun at his shooting form or what happened to him this season, but I'm taking it back to the 2017 draft when we all remember he got drafted first overall. And then, in an attempt to make some money, accidentally sent out the Instagram where he forgot to insert the team name. What, remember that? So it was like...
In your own words, say what a good time you had right. with the Chick-fil-A crew.
Well, there was Ayton, too. That was DeAndre Ayton, too. But his was excited to head to City and join the team name. Tissot.us is helping me get started with my team name. Watch. He was so excited to try and get that money that he forgot to add all the actual relevant details. So that's a third teamer right there for me.
Yeah, the comedy comes from the unprecedented nature of his rookie year. Mm-hmm. The number one pick in the draft, it's never happened before. Just forgets how to play basketball over yeah. one summer.
Right.
I understand he didn't play in the college tournament, so maybe he had a little more time off than Jason Tatum or Lonzo mm-hmm. Ball or a lot of your other draft picks. But the only thing I could compare this to was apparently Charles Barkley used to once be pretty good at golf.
Right, yes,
that is
true.
And then developed this hitch in his shot.
Yeah. Hey, Markelle, we're really excited for you to come here. Anything, any information we should know? Oh, yeah, about that. I kind of forgot how to play basketball.
And then when he finally does come back, the Sixers are on this great winning streak, and he proceeds to break the star player Joel Embiid's face.
Yeah, and then doesn't really play in the playoffs, huh?
Yeah, doesn't play in the playoffs at all. I think he's going to be making a big comeback this year. And if not, he'll be on the all-comedy team again.
Either way, he wins.
Last guard on my third team here. I nominate Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Okay.
Another unprecedented situation. Picture this. It's like a movie script. Like, you wouldn't believe it if it were fiction. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope gets DUI.
Mm-hmm.
He receives a jail sentence that he has to spend 25 days in jail.
Right.
He can only leave to go to Lakers practices or Lakers home games.
Home games, right.
So for 25 days, he's sitting in the jail. He has to wear an ankle monitor during mm-hmm. the team's home games.
Amazing.
Like he's going to escape
yeah.
while there's 20,000 people watching.
And more than that watching at home.
It just seems like it's more likely a Saturday Night Live sketch than an actual ruling passed down on an NBA player making $18 million a year.
I'm sorry, Bob. I have to go a little off script for my last third team nomination.
Okay.
It's, in fact, an entire team.
Okay.
Sacramento Kings, Bob.
Of course.
Of course. Not only are they just a wealth of comedic value, they also are known to have one of the best team Twitter accounts.
That's true.
In the league, which, if you're going to be a great, hilarious team, it also helps to be a great, hilarious team on social media, Bob. So instead of just picking one of them, in true Brick House fashion, I had to go with the entire team on the third team.
It's like Chandler Bing. Comedy is their defense mechanism.
Right. You know? Exactly.
My second team nominee, you had Gortat at the center mm-hmm. position. I felt like the one guy above him at center, Nerlens Noel.
Oh, okay. Sure.
We've been talking about unprecedented. His season was probably defined by one moment, which is where he went to the media room.
And gave up $70 million. Okay, sorry. No. Okay.
After that, yeah. He was a little dejected.
Right.
Halftime, wasn't getting any playing time. Wasn't getting any playing time all season. Decided, I'm going to go and get a hot dog. I just like to imagine that he was eating the hot dog while Rick Carlisle was giving his halftime, you know, speech and mm-hmm. analysis. Mm-hmm. And he's just eye contact, eating the hot dog, trolling Rick Carlisle, the coach.
It's pretty solid. Joakim Noah, Bob.
Okay, yes. Not a lot of floor time.
What is happening with this fella? He signs the four-year deal. We're 2 years into it, I think.
That's right.
Talk about a guy who might have forgotten how to play basketball. Now, granted, he was not the number one overall pick. He was first team All-NBA one season, right?
He didn't forget how to shoot. He just never learned.
I never learned how to shoot. Seven games last year, Bob.
Oh, that was more than I would have guessed.
Yeah, it's tough. But that's not the comedy part. The comedy part is this world tour he's going on where he has
trying every weed in every state and country in the world.
Yeah, he has like a blonde beard. Now listen, here, okay. The year is 2038. Kim Jong-un and North Korea, they're gone, right? Let's just say they're gone. But there's another country and another crazy dictator that loves basketball. Joakim Noah's going over there in Dennis Rodman fashion to talk with this dictator. This is what's happening. I don't know if he's way above us or if he's just going crazy, right? If he knows everything we don't know or if he doesn't know anything we know. That's what I'm projecting in Noah's future. This whole blonde beard, crazy mountain man thing is going to end up with him playing basketball for a dictator.
I could see him bringing a peace pipe to a despot's house.
Yeah.
You know, like the Nerlens Noel hot dog incident, there was another food-related incident that just shot this player up to the second team, all-comedy, okay. J.R. Smith. He was suspended by the Cavs for throwing a bowl of soup on assistant coach Damon Jones. Besides the Brian Colangelo Twitter scandal, mm-hmm. This may have been the source of the most comedy on NBA Twitter for the entire season, with people speculating on what kind of soup, how do you throw a bowl of soup, was it thrown like a frisbee, dumped over the guy's head?
Yeah.
He's only on my second team because the forwards on the first team are just out of this league,
mm-hmm.
hard to beat. But not only was there the soup incident, of course, with J.R. Smith, who's an endless well of comedy, probably a perennial all-comedy player.
Right.
But he forgot the score of the NBA Finals in the final seconds of the only game that the Cavs really ever had a chance to win, which also was a great source of jokes on Twitter.
Yeah.
Thank you, J.R. Thank you.
Inez Kanter. Whatever his name.
Penis cancer.
Yeah, however you say his name. I loved the Instagram of him taking a selfie, but it was of him taking a selfie. It wasn't a selfie of him.
Oh, yes.
It was a picture.
Very meta.
Of him taking a selfie. To me, that's just, and combined with all the trash talking, his latest Instagram picture, I'm looking at it here. Remember, he plays for the Knicks.
Okay.
He's somewhere at the Barclays Center, standing in front of doors with Brooklyn Nets, a big Brooklyn Nets logo on it, giving a thumbs down to the camera. That's just what it is. He must have been watching WWE because there's a lot of pictures of him with like The Undertaker and Ric Flair and these guys. So he must have been roaming around there. But all that social media, plus he was like, hey, maybe Erdogan is not a good guy in Turkey. And everyone's like, well, you can't come to Turkey anymore. So he's been kicked out of his home country. I'm a big fan. I love what he's doing, Bob.
Apparently he can't get a shoe deal with Nike because Nike's afraid that Turkey's going to ban Nike from their entire country.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That just adds to it.
And did you see the video he did on Instagram where he was at a summer camp and he found a kid wearing a KD shirt? And he's like, dude, what's up with the KD shirt? You got to take that off. You got to get rid of it. And he's just like, well, I'll get rid of it if you trade me a Westbrook jersey. And Cantor's like, I got you, bro. I got you.
Yeah.
KD commented on the post because he cannot help himself.
He can't.
As we'll get to in a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, we will.
He just wrote, get off my dick.
Okay.
Classic. Classic comedy. I'm glad you nominated Cantor.
Classic and classy.
Yes. Yes. The second best player in the world. Michael Beasley is my next nominee for the All-NBA comedy team. Specifically, Michael Beasley's 11%, which is what I recommended a friend name his podcast the other day. He didn't take that advice. Whenever Mike's got a hot mic in front of him, he's going to make comedy gold, which is exactly what his incoherent interview about using 11% of your brain was this past season.
So good.
The spotlight on him in Los Angeles this year, I expect him to make a leap to the first team all comedy.
Oh, sure.
Next season.
Even if he does, see, the thing about living in the New York or Los Angeles, even if you don't deserve it, you automatically get more praise for it.
Lots of media attention. Mm-hmm. See, Lance and JaVale are funny, mm-hmm. and Rondo is too, in a real petty kind of way, but they don't wear wristwatches on their ankles. Like Beasley does.
Right. Sometimes you're staring at the ground and you need to know what time it is. It's just, it all works out. It all works out perfectly.
Solid nominee there. They're really getting good after this.
This person, he was not recognized by the NBA All-Star game twice. I'm going to recognize him on the second team. That's Lou Williams.
Okay.
I don't know how funny he is, but again, he got snubbed by the All-Star game twice, and he was not afraid to voice his displeasure with it.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know what, if you're going to have the balls to do that, then I'm if you're going to self-proclaim yourself a All-Star snub, then you know what, you're going on the team. Plus, he was like cryptically tweeting Jimmy Butler. What happened was Butler basically sat out the All-Star game for rest.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Lou Williams wasn't having it. He would have not sat out that All-Star game. He would have played all 48 minutes. Then there was the case of Jimmy Butler was then willing to play Lou Williams one-on-one for $100,000.
Yeah, that was great.
Lou Williams was snubbed. I didn't want to snub him on this list, though.
Good, good. I hope he appreciates it. I got a nominee. You already mentioned Eric Bledsoe didn't want to be on the Phoenix Suns.
Mm-hmm.
Derrick Rose, for the second year in a row, just didn't want to play basketball.
Yeah, sure.
And he left the Cavs pretty much without explanation. It would be funnier if it weren't obviously probably some sort of mental health issue.
Right?
Depression.
Yeah.
Disappearing from the team. It's pretty crazy. What is funny, though,
okay,
is that he could leave for weeks without much explanation at all. And Kevin Love leaves the Cavaliers for one game and is attacked by his entire team, including his childhood teammate from AAU, pint-size Isaiah Thomas, who I somehow left off all these lists.
I,
he should have been on there.
Now that you say that, I didn't have him either.
He cost himself, you know, many millions of dollars with his comedy chops this season.
Mm-hmm. Someone had to take the bullet. Klay Thompson, Bob. What is his deal? That's all. That's again,
China this, Klay.
Yeah, this is one of those things where, like, is he funny or is just everything about him funny? Right?
Does he know what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. That's basically my point of why I put him on here is, like, are we all in on the joke, or like we in on the joke and he's not in on the joke, or is he in on the joke and we actually don't even understand the joke? He's an enigma. You could see him staying on Golden State for like some weird 3-year, $10 million a year deal just because he's Klay Thompson, or he could just go sign a $30 million a year contract in Indiana. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. He's keeping us on our toes.
Yeah, this past season he did reveal that he would like to be a high school PE coach when he's done playing in the NBA.
You can wear shorts and you can just wear a hat. You just send the kids out there. It seems perfect.
His dog Rocco be the assistant?
Yeah.
Well, Eric Bledsoe was my other second team
guy. Oh, nice.
Guy. I was, between him and Derrick Rose, I had the I don't want to be here backcourt on my second team all comedy.
I don't want to be here, and one of them is I don't want to be anywhere.
That means we are down to the first team all comedy the 2017-18 season. The center, who I think should be the captain of this team.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid.
That's who I had, Bob.
He's just representing the process so well. He's my my placeholder for what would be a spot for Brian and Barbara Colangelo.
Mm-hmm. And Philo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Eric Jr.
Eric Jr.
Enough unknown sources.
Yeah, he had a blast with that thing. Because, you know, what is he tweeting out? That he was some of them, or he was tweeting at them, or he was going after it.
Yeah, he tweeted at Brian Colangelo's burner account saying, Sam Hinkie is smarter than you are.
Yeah,
he is the master of NBA Twitter. I don't know when he learned how to speak English, but somehow he is already learned English and learned how to master the pulse of NBA Twitter.
No, he's better. He is much better than us.
He's going to be a perennial guy, I think, on this first team until someone can knock him off.
Mm-hmm.
Guys have been trying, too. He really instigates rivalries, whether it's Hassan Whiteside or now DeAndre Ayton. Did you see DeAndre Ayton drew a picture of him dunking on Joel Embiid?
Oh, man.
Like at some photography event or something like that?
I like where this is headed, Bob. The number one pick, just drawing pictures. Oh, yeah, he's like stepping on him or something. I don't know.
He instigates comedy even when he's not in the same state is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Joel.
Plus, I do appreciate his reaction. His final tweet about the Colangelo stuff that night was, fun night on Twitter, LMAO. All jokes aside, I don't believe the story. That would just be insane. So I appreciate that. Blake Griffin.
Stand-up comedian, Blake Griffin.
Stand-up comedian extraordinaire. One, the night of the tunnel meeting between the Rockets and Clippers, he tweeted out a GIF of the Joker blowing up the hospital in the dark night. Two, the day he got traded to the Pistons, he tweeted out the Will Smith, GIF reaction. So a man is not afraid to GIF his reactions to real-life events. That puts him right up there. And also, he wasn't the cause of this, but the idea of the Clippers wanting to re-sign him so bad, they basically called him Martin Luther King Revisited with that T-shirt. And then
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Gandhi.
And then within the moment they were eligible to trade him after his contract extension, they traded him. So it's a bold move to trade Muhammad Ali, Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., but they did it, so...
Yeah, for the same reason I put Chris Paul on my first team, All-NBA, as a representative of the Clippers-Rockets tunnel fight. The only tragedy of that situation was because Blake Griffin was traded, there was no rematch of the Clippers-Rockets as they were constructed for that great game and that hilarious incident. Oh, speaking of the burner accounts you know, with Joel Embiid and Brian Colangelo, starting at power forward on the first team, Kevin Durant.
Of course, he's on my first team too, Bob. I can't tell if we put him there because we like him or we put him there because we have to.
We put him there because he's just the source of comedy gold and a couple of slogans that have now got him T-shirts on Bill Simmons' website, Ringer. He coined the term blog boy.
Blog boy.
Best-selling shirt on ringer.com.
Yeah.
And I saw a tweet or a Instagram post of Bill Simmons who just did an interview with Jason Bateman. And Bateman was holding up the new T-shirt inspired by Kevin Durant. And it just says, "I just did your fucking podcast."
Whoa. That's an actual shirt.
Yeah, it's a shirt. And that's a quote that he said after he went on CJ McCollum's podcast. And then CJ proceeded to tweet about, you know, what a snake he was for going to the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
What the hell, CJ? I just did your fucking podcast. So that was great. Not to mention, of course, the Twitter burner scandal where Kevin Durant accidentally tweeted from his own account what appeared to be a defense against Twitter trolls who were, you know, making fun of Kevin Durant on Twitter.
Right.
He can't help himself now. He's not using the burner accounts, or maybe he is as well, but he's also using his regular accounts to come at Inez Kanter at a kid's summer camp and everybody else who crosses him.
At some point, if you're caught with burner accounts, then you just might as well just use your real account to get after people, right?
Or just, you know, spend a vacation, you know, anywhere besides on your iPhone.
Anywhere doing anything. I have Katie too. I will nominate J.R. Smith, Bob. I know we already heard from him, but just the amount of tweets and reactions that his random rebound / not shooting the ball to win the game and LeBron being super upset that he didn't do that just led to so much great content.
He was my hardest omission from the first team, for sure. I had to give his spot, though, to the king of comedy, LeBron James.
Oh, okay.
LeBron, he started the season off by calling the president a bum.
A bum.
Which I think is going to, I think his Twitter feuds with the president are going to get him the NBA MVP this coming season.
Just purely based on that.
Yeah. You know, Donald Trump's hiring people like Betsy DeVos to, you know, be in charge of schools. She's like never even set foot in a public school before.
Why would she, Bob? It's gross.
LeBron James is building schools for underprivileged kids. He's calling the president a bum. They're fighting back and forth. President's trying to divide us. LeBron's trying to bring us together. Having said that.
Okay, there's more.
He also had like a 3-week on-court strike this past season where he wasn't playing hard at all, just sort of throwing a passive-aggressive temper tantrum about the state of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Sure. The team that he destroyed, Bob.
I mean, it's not really his fault that they sucked, but it is amazing that he has managed, despite that behavior, to make Dan Gilbert and the president seem like the real babies in the situation, when LeBron is the epicenter of being a baby if it suits him. acting like a teenage girl,
yeah,
and having just all the NBA media centered around him, with him on the Lakers this year, the comedy potential is so strong.
Is he on the Lakers this year? Did that happen?
I heard about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did see a mural. I don't know. Have we talked about the podcast? The one mural in Los Angeles where Kobe is dunking and he has his crotch right in Dwight Howard's face. I sent you that picture before.
Oh, uh-huh.
Someone updated the mural and put LeBron in a Lakers jersey right next to that dunk.
Oh, so nice.
Hasn't been defaced yet.
Okay.
Soon. We can only hope soon. No. My last spot, another ceremonial position, but I think this is deserving of first team, Channing Frye and Richard Jefferson.
Oh, yes. Now the greatest comedy podcast out there.
Yeah. Now, it's gotten a little wonky since they're different.
Both got traded.
Yeah,
off.
They both got traded a whole bunch. Channing's back in Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
To which I saw a tweet said, does he realize LeBron isn't there anymore?
They're still paying him.
Just purely based on the podcast and all they did for that, that is first team in my book.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, I had Markel Fultz as my last guard, barely edging out J.R. Smith for that first team position.
Great.
I think breaking Joel Embiid's face really really put it over the edge for me. Already missed the entire season because you forgot how to shoot. Then you come back and break the face of the best player on the team.
Yeah,
who knows how to shoot?
Yeah.
And he only started playing when he was like 15.
Amazing.
Tell us how we did on the all-comedy team. I'm sure we left out somebody. Isaiah Thomas is the first one that comes to mind.
Right.
Tweet us at BrickHousePod. Get at us on Instagram.
I have a quick happy birthday before we go.
Okay.
Sister Jean celebrated her 99th birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
Loyola Celebrity Nun, as she's referred to in the headline of this ESPN article. Yeah, they held a party on campus with students and school staffers, and they gave her a number 99 basketball jersey and a birthday cake frosted in the team's maroon and gold colors. So the reason she was in a wheelchair last year, besides being 98 years old, is she had hip surgery. So hopefully this year she'll be more spry 99, up, not in the wheelchair.
She's the mascot of the all-comedy basketball team for 2018.
Sure.
Happy birthday, Sister Jean. That concludes the all-comedy teams for 2018 season. Let's get into some comedy with this week's Diss of the Week.
Fantastic.
Yo mama is so fat!
Ice Cube was on Bill Simmons' podcast this past week, Big Three commissioner, founder.
Sure.
Bill Simmons asked him, if he were the Clippers, would he move to Las Vegas? Ice Cube said, if I were the Clippers, I'd kill myself.
Oh. Just cutting straight to the heart.
He doesn't like the Chargers either. Every year at the NBA draft, they ask these players who are drafted in the NBA some trivia about the NBA, see how much they know.
Sure.
That was also a great Markel Fultz source of comedy last year. They asked him how many teams were in the NBA. He thought there was like 17.
He's like, I can't be bothered with that.
Michael Porter Jr., the Nuggets rookie, was asked what year Vince Carter's first season in the NBA was.
Oh, wow.
His guess was 1987.
Yeah, that checks out. 1987.
It's actually 1998.
Okay, so he hasn't been in the league for 31 years. Got it.
Okay. Skylar Diggins had a quote.
Nice.
WNBA star. She said, LeBron is one of the best athletes in the world, but they'll go into everything that he ate before they show a highlight of a WNBA game.
Ooh, it hurts because it's true, Bob.
Burning ESPN with that one. Mario Chalmers and his lady took to Instagram in their Supreme brand underwear to announce that his girlfriend is 7.5 months pregnant.
Wow. They hid that from people, huh? For 7.5 months.
Mario was shirtless in the posting. I mean, they were both in their underwear. Matt Barnes had a comment. Old Matt hasn't made an appearance on Diss of the Week in a while. He showed up in the comments with a roast of the shirtless Chalmer saying, quote, congrats, bro. I see you carrying the milk for her. Little man boobs on old Mario.
Yikes. Yikes.
Carmelo Anthony is getting to KD level of social media self-defense. This dude posted, who would you rather have, LeBron or Melo? And a user named Redskins Today wrote, I can't believe you'd ask who I'd rather have, LBJ or frickin' old crusty-ass Melo. Melo responded, quite simply, at Redskins Today, fuck you.
Oh, okay.
An oldie but a goodie in the diss of the week.
I have a diss of the week here for you, Bob.
Oh, please.
It's not really a diss. I don't know. It's like a franchise diss. the Pistons signed Josh Smith and then cut Josh Smith in 2014.
Right.
This year, they still owe Josh Smith $5.3 million.
Oh, my gosh.
That, to me, seems like some sort of diss.
Stan Van is gone, too, the guy who pulled the trigger on that. This is what I'm nominating as the winner of this week's Diss of the Week. It comes from CJ McCollum, and it's not a beef with him and Kevin Durant. It's between him and a woman named Jennifer Williams.
Sure.
CJ wrote, "Y'all bringing up old stuff. Y'all got me out here looking like a bitter ex. One of the best teams ever assembled with two players you could argue are top 15 greatest to lace them up. Four Hall of Famers with another on the way. I'm happy. Stop making me look like a scorned man. Sheesh." I guess he was talking about KD and DeMarcus Cousins, but trying to defend himself. He's like, I'm not bitter. Jennifer Williams tweeted at him, "Win a playoff game, then talk."
Ooh.
CJ replied simply, "I'm trying, Jennifer," which I think could make a great Ringer t-shirt in and of itself right there. CJ McCollum, winner of this week's Diss of the Week.
On the next episode of Brick House.
More off-season NBA entertainment in store for next week.
Yes.
Switch over and watch college NFL football for your sports fix if you dare, but be warned. That sport is way more drama and tragedy than comedy right now. Glad we're not trying to do a comedy football podcast.
Oh, sure.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Basketball will be back soon enough, guys. We'll catch up with you and all the news next week on the next episode of Brick House. ¶¶